This recording, Sichuan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working dead at an old room in a deserted district of a territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in Northern Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket. Picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comer, Comer," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comer was strong and huge, so it would take some force to tame her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. While Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mail out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'll tell you something about my hometown. My hometown is Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province. Although the whole Sichuan province is in a Beijing, but the city of Chengdu is plain, and it is famous for its beautiful sceneries, such as Mount Emei, Mount Qingcheng, Dufu Harbour Cottage, and Juzaigou Valley, and so on. But as we all know, what is most known to us is its beautiful, its delicious snacks. It is said that it has the largest amount of snacks in China. So if you come to Chengdu, you can enjoy the delicious food such as hot pot, hot and sour rice noodles, and like rice dumplings such as. I hope if you have a chance, you can come to Chengdu and you will enjoy yourself. That's all.
孔子论语说而第一，子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”为政第二，子曰：“十三百，一言以蔽之，曰十五邪。”子有问孝，子曰：“君子孝者，是为人养。子欲犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以蔽乎？”子曰：“视其所宜，观其所欲，察其所安。人焉守哉？人焉守哉？”